Here you go, miss. One coffee jelly. Please let me know if you need anything else.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Hey, watch where you're... Oh.
I do declare. Ooh,
big yikes.
Dog, that's rough.
Oh, great. You've ruined my blouse. I have a job interview in 20 minutes, and I have coffee all over my shirt, but not in my system. Oh, fuck. The jelly's gotten in my bra. Fan-fucking-tastic. What do you think you're doing? No, you've done enough. Thank you very much. Excuse me. Step away from the shirt, asshole. Excuse me? You did not just ask me what kind of drink coffee jelly is. What's that look on your face for? Oh, let me guess. You're the kind of guy who only takes coffee brewed from the most obscure beans. Like that makes you a fucking coffee expert. Newsflash, buddy. All that makes you is a pretentious snob. Whatever, I have to go. I'm gonna be late for my interview. Can you, move aside? Bye, see ya, never. 2 weeks later. Oh no, it's you again. Great, just what I needed this morning. Could you maybe stand over there? I so do not want you anywhere near my coffee and this blouse right before my first day of work. What was that? Did I get the job last time? I went into the interview fishing coffee jelly cubes out of my bra. What do you think? Why do you care anyway? Oh crap, I have to go or I'm gonna be late. See ya! Or not. Hi, good morning. Shelly directed me to come here. Wait a second. You? You're the one I'll be working with. Oh god, this is just great. I can't. Oh god. Well, let's start over, I guess. Sorry? Oh no, I'm good with the coffee, thank you. I actually got to have it this morning, remember? Sorry, that was uncalled for. I don't know where that came from. I see you have an AeroPress behind you. I guess I wasn't too far off the mark with my coffee snob comment, huh? What sort of beans have you got there? Ooh, Blue Mountain. Fancy. Anyway. What? Oh yeah, I interviewed with Shelly in HR and then with Clarice in marketing, and I guess they really liked me because they offered me a job pretty quickly. Shelly wanted me to get settled in today and meet the other half of the team I'll be working with, who I guess is you. So, hello, nice to properly meet you. I do hope we can work well together. What's that? Oh, you feel bad about ruining my blouse the other day? Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll take you up on the coffee offer, but I don't want your fancy-ass coffee. I want my coffee jelly. What was that? What's so great about coffee jelly? Okay, so what I love about coffee jelly is that drinking it means I get actual caffeine in my system, and I can therefore prolong my masquerade as a functioning member of society. But at the same time, I get these little jelly cubes of delight, which are fun, you know. Coffee's fantastic, but it doesn't have to be so serious all the time. Sure you don't want some? Okay, suit yourself. How's your grown-up coffee? By the way, I want to apologize for how I acted the other week. Yeah, I was under a lot of pressure that day. I hadn't gotten any sleep the night before, so, you know, I was really relying on that coffee, and I really needed to do well in that interview. So, when you bumped into me, I just snapped, I guess. Yeah, I'm not normally that bitchy, so I'm really sorry. Yeah, I'm helping my sister with her university fees and living expenses, and it is not cheap. So, a couple of months ago, my work was downsizing, and they laid me off. So, obviously, this was not part of the plan. And that company that I was interviewing for that day we bumped into each other, they were one of the very few that actually called me back to set an appointment. So, you know, there was just a lot of pressure that day. Hang on, why were you rushing? Because I remember you were moving too quickly for me to sidestep you. So you must have been in a really big hurry. Oh, really? Man, that sucks. Yeah, if my partner suddenly quit and I had to do both their job and mine, I'd probably lose my shit. What a dick move. Well, you won't have to worry about that with me, because I promise not to leave you in the lurch. Yeah, in the event that I decide to leave, you will be the first to know. How's that sound? Yeah? Okay, good. I'm glad we sorted this out. Good morning. Oh, thank you for the coffee. You really shouldn't have. But I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, Marie from accounting has really been hounding me about this month's figures, and now my head hurts. Ugh. Oh, thanks for the coffee. You're a lifesaver. Hey, good morning. How was your weekend? Also, this is a new blouse, so please be careful setting down that cup on my desk. Hey, I was at the market on Saturday and I saw those little fruits you like, so I got you a couple. Oh, you brought me coffee? In that case, I shall exchange that for these fruits I have in my hand. Thank you. Hey, so it occurs to me, all these months I've worked here and you've been bringing me coffee jelly, you haven't actually gotten to try this drink, have you? You usually just get espresso, don't you? We need to remedy that. Come on, you have not lived until you've experienced the magic that is coffee with little chewable bits of also coffee flavored gelatin. Hey, that's not fair. I tried your fancy AeroPress coffee, and even your Panama Esmeralda Geisha pour over, which I loved, by the way. Yeah, but let's not forget the disaster that was our first meeting. This is the least you could do. Come on, don't make me drag you. Your AeroPress will still be there when we get back. Let's go. What are you talking about? Coffee jelly is the shit. Don't give me that look. It is not shit. I said it's the shit. Get it together, man. Yes, come on, I'm buying. And then maybe next time I can introduce you to my other favorite drink, the Gibraltar. But let's start with the coffee jelly first. Come on, baby steps. Which you seem to be taking quite literally. Come on, hurry up.